I mentioned yesterday the Mishnah in Hazav came up in the Rashi that we saw in Kedushin, the round there as well. Nasan Lomos, the Lomoshach Emenu Peris, Yachal Akzabo. Kesef is not Kona. Kesef is not Kona without Meshicha. Avo Amru, Misha Parah, Neanche Dora Mabu, Yanadioma, right? Parshas Shavua. Neanche Dora Mabu, Midora Fulaga, who asked the Parah Misha Eina Omid Bidiburo. He gave Kesef, and if one of the others, Choser, they're entitled to a Mishapara. Nusach Mishapara, as explained in the Mishnah, Mishapara me'anshi dora mabo midora flaga. The Gemara discusses this inyan. The Gemara brings a machokis, v'yokim v'shlokish. Those of you who aren't bekiyas, maybe you're here or not, you get here. Whether midoraisa kesef is kona, just midrabanan. They said that we need Meshicha because of the Gzeira, that the Mocher could say, well, I had a fire, but you are lost because it was in the attic. He didn't actually give him the objects. So therefore, they said you need Meshicha to be Kona. If Kesef is Kona, then, of course, we understand very well why there could be a basis for Mishapara, because Midaraisa, there was a real Kenyan that took place. Meshulakish says that, no, Midaraisa, Meshicha is Kona, Kesef is not Kona, even midoraisa. But so the Gemara asks, why is that Mishapara? So the Gemara explains, but still, he did a maisa, he gave kesef. Mishum Devarim. Devarim and Ma'os. Therefore, there's a Mishapara. The Gemara Dafka Memches brings a more expanded nusach of the Mishapara and adds a few other things. Misha Avo Amu Mishapar Me'anshe Dor Amabu Me'anshe Dor Afloga Me'anshe Sedom VaAmora Umi Mitzrayim VaYam. Who Asigli Par Misha Eina Omed B'Dibura. This is brought in Shulchan Aruch. This halacha Reish Dalet and Choshen Mishpat. There's another level short of Mishapara, and that's called Mechusar Amana. That's also by Durian Daf Memtes. The Shaila and Gemara, whether Devarim, Yesh Bahem or Ein Bahem Shem Mechusar Amana. And the Gemara asks, the person gave his word, but it wasn't like he gave Kesef towards something. It wasn't into a Maisa, just Devarim. So one mandamah says, Yesh Bahem Shem Mechusar Amana, and some say don't. The Gemara brings a story of Kahana. They gave him money to buy some flax, and then the flax price went up, and he had given money for some of it, and Rav says he can be whatever he gave money for, he should give him that commodity, the flax, but whatever he didn't pay money for, even though they discussed it, he doesn't have to, because it's only Devarim. And Rav Lishitasel, Ein Mishum Chasri Amana, but Rav Yochanan says, Yesh Mishum Chasri Amana. The Gemara brings a drasha, Hin Tzedek. Hin Tzedek is a measure, but we darshin that sheyeh hein shel chad tzedek v'lav shel chad tzedek, that your yes should be a yes and your lav should be, your no should be a no. So you see that it isn't inyan of mechusri amana with dvarim. So Abaye says that means the following: shelo yidab echad bepev echad b'leiv. You shouldn't be hypocritical. So there's different dargas. You see, there's a darga of mishapara, there's a darga of mechusri amana, which is called in ruchacham nocha imenu hein shel chad tzedek echad bepev b'leiv. That's even worse. So let these come up a halacha in Reish Dalet. Emasai mekabel mishapara, umasai nikra mechusar amana. Sif aleph, mishanasan damim velo mashach hametaltelin, apishu o niknu hametaltelin. Koachozebo, lo asa maisa Yisrael. It's not a Jewish way to act. That's lashon of the machaber. V'chai v'kabel mishapara. Sif Dalet. Ketzad mekabel mishapara. A little perspective here. How does he get a mishapara? Orin, the Mechaber says, Orin also be bezdin. They curse him and bezdin. More later, by a rubber there. But Omer mishapara me anshe dora mabu, me anshe dora floga, me anshe sedom, va amora, umi mitzrayim shetavu bayom, hu yifra mishe eno omi bedibura. Now, the way the Mechaber brings it, hu yifra means milashen nister. In other words, he should also punish the person za'am b'dibura. It's not as personal. Zak the Rama, b'shem the tour, b'shem the rush, v'yesh omim sha'omrim os, omim lo hu yifra mimcha im eincha omim b'diburcha. Not hu yifra b'derech klal, but the person is going to be singled out mimcha if you don't keep your word. The yeshomim from the Mardechai shomim lo barabim, but done in public, so you can understand why a person would be scared of Mishapara, right? So a lot of interesting things here on many levels. First of all, the particular references: there are mabul, there are flaga, and then you have on top of that a stone by Mora and Mishraim Bayam. So the Sma quotes here what he quoted in the Prisha on the tour. He quotes it again here in the Sma. Why these particular things are mentioned? But Prisha Kasavti, the nearly the Nakat Hanim Shim Dahanim is Parsim Ashkacha Hashem Yisbarach Al Maisim Haroim De Bnei Adam. Hashem's Ashkacha became manifest. Uparalam Bepumbi. In other words, the onus was done in a public fashion. Lufi Maseyan. And that's why it mentions Mitzrayim Shetavu Bayam, because we know that the Kriyas Yamsuf and the sinking of the Mitzrim, the drowning of the Mitzrim, was the greatest of the miracles and a very special Hashkacha Pratis. Bedavar Shezadu Aleihem, they wanted to drown the Jewish children and they drowned, so there's a Midah Keneged Midah. So all of these things showed a certain measure of Hashkacha HaKadosh Baruch Hu in a very public fashion. That is what the Sma says. The Mashah says that this is a curse that's done using the Puranas of Rishayim, because this person is acting like Rishayim. Asher PM Diber Shah Ve'en Omdim B'Diburam, because those who are considered Rishayim, so one of the most striking aspects of the way they act is that they don't keep their word. Mashenki B'Mnei Yisrael She'eris Yisrael Lo Yasu Avla. So that's why the lesson of the Mechaber, as we saw, was it's not considered Maisi Yisrael. To be a Jew is to be honest. That's synonymous with the name Jew. Way that's the message here. She'eis so yasu abla. The Aruch HaShulchan just adds a twist also on this these particular things that I mentioned. Reish Dalet, he brings the Sma, brings the Mashah, and he adds his own point, nearly. The Shchar Mitzvah va'onesh avera b'hayal moleka. The ultimate onesh in Shchar is Olam Haba. However, harbi b'nei adam in choshishin la'onesh Olam Haba. V'chol mayonam rak b'havli Olam Hazeh. So people are not so motivated because of Shchar Onesh of Olam Haba. That doesn't really touch them. Kach Omrim, Misha Para Me'elu Ba'olam Hazeh, Ken Yifra Mimcha Ba'olam Hazeh, U'mizeh Ula Yischaret V'yikayim Dvaro. So to bring something home from specific Onesh in the Torah that were done in this world to meet out Onesh, that's something that could touch a person and scare a person, motivate a person. That's what the Aruch HaShulchan says. Now, Me'inyin Le'inyin, so this is the Jewish thing. Actually, just I mentioned also Derech Agav, interesting the Radvaz. Shuvas Radvaz, Cheluk Aleph, Simen Kuf, Simen Tafnun Beis. Somebody buys something but doesn't give money. He gives a mashkin, he gives a ring as a mashkin to the mocher. V'chazeh bo echad mehem, im kabbalav mishapara. That's a shayla here. In other words, kesef, without Mashiach, gets a mishapara. What about a mashkin? He seems to say not. Only, even though the Chorah could be totally in the Gemara, according to Yochanan, because Kesef is Koneh, so then Mishapar is totally in the fact that it's Koneh Midaraisa. But according to Bishlokish, it says Dibor Umaisa, so maybe this will be enough. But he ends up saying, go through it, that Ein B'mashkin Lov Tabas Kinyan, even Gabi Mishapar. But again, we have these other dargas, this darga of Hein Shulcha Tzedek, and like the darga of Mechus Ramana, according to one man, Dama Dvarim, so back in the Shulchan Aruch, in that same Simon Reish Dalet, so he goes further. After Mishapara, he discusses V'chein Misha Omer L'chaveiro Liten Lo Matana V'lo Nasan. So you say to somebody, I'm going to give you a gift, and you didn't. Harezem M'chusrei Amana. So that's not Mishapara, but it's something less than Mishapara, but it's M'chusrei Ein Ruach Chacham Nochei Menu. B'medva Mamurim B'matan Mu'etas. If I tell you that I'm going to give you something, I'm going to give you a token gift, whatever. So the person expects it. And he's samech das on it. Was there a kinyan? No, even by Mishapara there was no kinyan. But it's Mishapara. Here it's not Mishapara, but it's Mechusar Amana. I gave you my word. I'm gonna give you something. So it's Matana Muetes, that's Mechusar Amana. Avo Matana Meruba Imbachisar Amana, Shreloham means that Shitim Udvar Meigu, I think no subdvarm shem nicknam behem. I'm gonna give you something worth $1,000. You're not so mechdas so much. Without a kinyan, so there's no mechusar amana. I'm going to give you the broken bridge. Okay, I can say it. I'm just fibbing. I'm just, teasing. But if I actually tell you something which is more realistic, and the person who hears is so mechdas, that's an inyan called mechusar amana. That's how he passes. Our responsibility of hen shechat tzedek, not to be mechusar amana, not to be chas v'sham on the level of mishapara, even though it's not a kinyanim, it could be chozem ikradin. It's all based on what our responsibility is in terms of our definition as Jews, right? Like we saw in the Mashar, in the Lashon, the Shulchan Aruch. And that is to be the Alach Levidracha, like a Kaddish Baruch Hu. What do we find in the Parsha? Dafka, in the wake of the Mabul, Kaddish Baruch Hu sets up a sign of a keshes that there will never be another Mabul. And right away, when Noach came out of the Teva, Hashem also emphasizes that to Noach as well, that I will never bring another Mabul. There are various psukim, in the Parsha that emphasize that there will not be another Mabul. We say in Haftorah, and we have it in the one of the Zemiris, Kasha Nishbata Al Menoach, Ki Menoach Zosi Asher Nishbati Meavor Menoach Ola La'oretz Kei Nishbati V'chuli, that Hashem was Nishba not to bring another Mabul. Hashem promised. So where does it say Hashem promised? The whole sugya in Shavuos, Lamed Vav, the Gemara says, what's a Shavua? Says the Gemara, Shavuos Lamed Vav, Amar Avalazar, Lav Shavua, Hein Shavua. If you say Lav, it's a Shavua, counts as a Shavua. If you say Hein, it's a Shavua. The Gemara says, when is that? Rava says further, V'huda Amar Lav Lav Trei Zimni, V'huda Amar Hein Hein Trei Zimni. And it's based on Psukim, that Hashem said, and the whole tumult with what the psukim are, the Rashi is Mayrech very much, there are all kinds of different psukim, both when Noach first came out of the Teva, and then later on by the Keshes. So Hashem says there will not be another Mabul. The Girsa here is, V'lo yikores kol basa od mi ha-mabul, V'lo ye od mabul shachis ha-aretz, but there's a lot of different possibilities in the Girsa here, but there's various times that the psukim emphasize, Hashem says, I will not bring another Mabul. So that's the Shavua. But it's interesting. Rabbeinu Bachi says the following. Rabbeinu Bachi says in Parshas Noach, connected to the Keshes, where's the Shvua of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Chazal say what they say. Hein hein, lav lav. The Rabbeinu Bachi says that when Hashem says, Eskashti nasati ve'anan, that's ki'ilu amar nishbati. Ki matnas Hashem yizborach ba'amira bilvad. Hashem's gift is with his recipe, with his verbalization. Harei kayemes kishvua. He brings rayas. Hashem promised Avraham Avinu the land. Lazarach nasati es aretz hazos. And many psukim talk about Hashem having sworn the land, promised the land to the avos. Hashem nishbati la'av mitzuk Yaakov. Hashem nishba Hashem la'vosechem. Ve'in biker avtach hashvua klau kim lashon matana. So you have to know, there was a bris. Bris bin Absarim by Avram. Maybe that counts as a Shavua. There's a Bris of the Keshes. So he says, no, Hashem promised, Hashem said, that's the promise. And so too by the Keshes. Eskashti nasati ki ilam anishbati. And that's the Pshad of the Navi, Hashem mezos neinozos yashem nishbati, ve'en bekan goshen Shavua, eloshen matana. Ay chazal darshan lav lav trezimni, divrei Torah mischalkim mukamataimim. This is what I think. The famous Gemara in Brachas Nun Tes, which is brought in Shulchan Aruch, in Reish Chav Tes Uchus Brachas, a person sees a keshes. So there's a bracha to say. What's the bracha that you say when you see a rainbow? So the Gemara brings a few different versions and combines them together. Mai Mevarech, Baruch Zocher Habris, the Masnita Tana, Rabbi Shmuel Bnei Shmuel Baruch Hu, Neman Bivriso, Bekayam Bimamoro. Amar Papa Nimrinu Letarvayu, Baruch Zocher Habris. So we emphasize Hashem remembers the covenant. V'neman v'vriso v'kayam b'mamaro. Tosis has a little bit of a different girsa, but it's interesting that we emphasize HaKadosh Baruch Hu's promise, that he keeps his promise, and that's dafka in connection to what he said not to bring another mabul. And it's interesting. Zocher bris nema bebriso kaim bema'amaro. So according to Rabbeinu Achaya, the ma'amaro is the bris. And if it's not that way, then even if there's no shvua, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's word is what he stands by. Even for us, to the extent that there's a notion of hein shel chatzedek, you promise somebody something, you keep your word. Could be, it's not a coincidence that this is emphasized dafka in the wake of Dor HaMabul, because Dor HaMabul is the beginning of the Mishapara. It starts with Dor HaMabul. Dor HaMabul represents the antithesis of nemanus, of credibility, of keeping your word. Starts with Dor HaMabul, then Dor HaFlaga, and that was why they were destroyed and they got punished, because they did not live up to the standard of emes, of keeping their word. They cheated all kinds of ways. Technically, it's okay. Pachas Meshava Pruta. They found ways to, and they weren't mitzvah after all. There's a chizkuni that says that called them out in Torah. What was their avera? The answer is they should have realized on their own. Derech Eretz Kadmon LaTorah. But technically, they didn't go against anything. But where's Yashrus? So that's the model that we have to look at to avoid. That's Dor HaMabul. So Kadosh Baruch Hu, in response, even after he brought the Mabul, because they deserved it, Kadosh Baruch Hu made a promise that he would never bring another Mabul in the world. But we use that as the nusach of the brach of the Keshes, because we want to emphasize that particular midah of emes of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, which ultimately has to be our midah. That Kadosh Baruch Hu is kayam b'mamaro. I mean, everything is a Kadosh Baruch Hu's word that he keeps. But dafka over here, in connection to the Dor HaMabul, that we highlight the Nema Bevriso, Kaim Mamoro, and every standard is its standard, but we have to understand it's not just about the technicalities. It's a Kenyan, it's not a Kenyan, it's Kindoraisa, it's not a Kindoraisa, it's a Maisa, it's Dvorim, but even short of that, there's Mechusar Amona, and there's Hein Shel Chatzedek, and this is ultimately a tremendous definition of what it means, again, to be a Jew. I remember hearing from Rav Schwab once, that Mashiach is going to be here. Shlomo Zalman said, Mashiach is going to be here when people are going to say the word Jew and think, when they say the word Jew, they're going to think of Yashrus. As opposed to, unfortunately, what sometimes happens in people's minds when they hear the word Jew, or religious Jew, they think very different things. It's when people think honesty, connection to the word Jew, that is the siman that Baruch Hashem will gain back on the right path. Okay, Shabbos, everybody. Mazel Tov Yeshua.